This is program number LW1768. Well, you know, there are some things in life that you just can't avoid. Hi, this is Larry West. I watched on TV the other night a guy standing under a grease rack at a service station, and he was telling us who were watching how we ought to be sure we change the oil in our cars. If we don't, there's serious repairs coming our way, and the repairs are inevitable. Changing your car's oil is the cheapest maintenance and probably the most important that you'll ever do for your car. And that fellow holding up a can of oil said, "So, pay me now or pay me later." I don't know about you, but one of the easiest things I do is to procrastinate, right? Put off until tomorrow things I needed to have done today. Know the problem? Lateness is a national pastime. And in our procrastination, there are a lot of people, you know, who are just simply not wanting to make a decision. And that's where procrastinations lie, right? A lot of people don't want to make a decision as to what they're going to do with the man called Jesus. They procrastinate. They put off deciding what they're going to do with him. And they think that if they'll put it off long enough, they'll never have to make a decision about him. But I may have a surprise for you today. The Bible says that one of these days, and the day is definitely coming in all of our lives, that every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Pay him the tribute now or pay him later. One of these days, every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. There are some things in life that are inevitable. You can't get around them. You can't slip past. You can't avoid them. And this is one of them. So says the Bible anyway. One of these days, every knee is going to bow, and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You know, I just about would rather do anything but go to the dentist. Now, I have a couple of dentist friends, and both of them are sensitive guys. I mean, they take care to be kind, to be careful, to be as painless as possible. But I'd rather milk rattlesnakes than go to the dentist, and that's why I don't make that recommended yearly trip. Then, here comes the cavity. When I was growing up, cavities had come my way as regular as mosquitoes in the springtime, and I wouldn't tell anybody about them. I'd put it off. But you know what that did? The cavities got bigger, and the inevitable trip to the dentist proved that because I had waited, it had only made things worse. Oh, if I had only gone when the cavity was small, right? Ever gone to the doctor and had him tell you how you ought to take care of the problem now before it gets worse? And I can just hear him now. Pay me now or pay me later. Yep, there are some things in life we just can't avoid. When it comes to this man called Jesus, he's inevitable. Pay me now or pay me later. Call him Lord now or call him Lord later. You and I will do one or the other. Every knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now, if you do it now, he says that he'll give you heaven. But if you wait until it's too late, I mean, on that final judgment day, even though you will confess him Lord then, it'll be too late. He'll cast you, so says the Bible, into outer darkness, where there will be eternal fire and weeping and agony and lostness. Pay me now or pay me later. Call him Lord now and he'll save you. Call him Lord later, and it'll be too late. One thing is for sure, every knee is going to bow, and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. We care. I've written a pamphlet that talks about how one calls on the name of the Lord to be saved. You know, a lot of people think that you do it only with your mouth, but not according to the Bible. How does one call on the name of the Lord to be saved? Well, we talk about it in this pamphlet called What is the Gospel? It's yours free. What is the Gospel? Write me for it and hear this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.